Message number 1004. You were all given the truth, but many of you have forgotten it. It bores you. It is too troublesome. Sunday, December 29, 2013 at 1948. My dearly beloved daughter of mine, when I revealed the secrets of the Book of Truth from the beginning, I told you that the book had been foretold to the prophets, a total of three, representing the Most Holy Trinity. I do not tell you of these things in order to frighten you. I tell you of these facts so that you will trust in me completely. My daughter, the plan of my Father to spread conversion began the moment this mission began. This conversion at a time of great apostasy, apathy, and shameful indifference to the Word of God is much needed. God's children were given the truth in the Most Holy Book, but much of what is contained therein has little impact on people in the world today. How could it? So many are distracted by entertainment, are easily amused, and quick to grasp anything which titillates. Even the truth of man's creation has been denied. Instead, they replaced the truth with ludicrous beliefs in many false gods of their own making. Their practices of magic and evil dabbling in the occult have attracted the attention of many and fired the imagination of those seeking sensationalism in their lives. Then there are those who abuse their knowledge of the spiritual world and who have caused many souls to wander away from me. In order to empower themselves with spiritual gifts, these poor souls instead invite the spirit of evil when they call on the spirits of those who have entered hell. These spirits will only pull them into a web from which they will never disentangle themselves. Those who dabble in New Age practices, witchcraft, tarot cards, and clairvoyance will be the cause of terrible afflictions upon others, although in many cases they have no such knowledge of the harm they do. All such people who place false gods before the one true God are guilty of paganism, a heinous crime, because they knew the truth before they turned away from it. Then there are those who curse others when they dabble in Satanism. So depraved are they that they constantly taunt me and conduct such wicked acts because they have already made a pact with the devil. Nothing I do will change them. Oh, how I weep such bitter tears over these poor misguided souls. Then there are those who do know me but who spend little time in my company. They bring me great sadness, for they take their souls for granted. They believe that they have a natural given right to eternal life, but they do not believe that they have to earn it. Many of them are so complacent that they do not bother with the sacraments and rarely pay any heed to the Ten Commandments because they do not believe that they apply to them today. Most do not believe in hell or purgatory. They walk a very dangerous path. Soon they will be deceived even further when they are fed a new watered-down doctrine which will be introduced by my enemies. They need much prayer now. Finally, there are those who are closest to me and who are learned in all things sacred. These are the souls who bring me great comfort and on whom I lean. Yet there are those amongst them who do not live the truth. They preach the truth but do not practice the basics of my teachings. They do not love others as they should. They look down on those who they consider to be less informed of all sacred matters than they are. Some consider themselves above others and more favored by God. These hypocrites infuriate me the most because they fail to see how they sin in my eyes. So you see, the truth must never be taken for granted. You were all given the truth, but many of you have forgotten it. It bores you. It is too troublesome, too time-consuming, for many of you see the truth as something which is no longer relevant in your busy lives today. Many of you will deny me and then finally reject me completely when you are fed lies by those who want to lead you away from salvation. This is why you must learn the truth all over again. There can only be one truth, and that is the truth laid down by God from the beginning. Your Jesus,